Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelall. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. South Shore's Morning News, great to have you here. We're going to be talking about 2024 and sparking your creativity, keeping your mind active with great programs at South Shore Conservatory. And joining us is Todd Swavey. Todd is the Director of Arts Education. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Good to have you here on WATD. As we are excited, and I know you're pretty pumped up for the 2024 offerings at South Shore Conservatory. So let's talk about some of the classes, because we were mentioning this is for various ages. We know many people have their kids signed up for things, but there are also things for adults as well, right?
Oh, yeah. South Shore Conservatory, it is a vibrant arts community. It offers classes and private lessons for infants all the way up. We have students who are in their 80s. So we have something for students of all ages, whether you've been studying forever or looking to get back into playing a musical instrument or taking a dance class, we have something for you.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. Tell me about... because obviously I think most of us would probably think about the music, but there's more than music, right?
Oh, absolutely. So beyond traditional music lessons on all instruments, we also have a thriving dance program that is, again, for all ages. We also offer creative arts therapy, which offers music therapy, dance therapy. We have accessible yoga. It's all designed to help individuals that just want to improve health and wellness and maximize their abilities.
All right. Well, let's take a deeper dive into some of the programs by group.
Sure.
We'll start with how about the little ones? So you were talking about you have some people at a very young age involved. So tell me about those types of programs. What do you guys offer?
Yeah, sure. So our youngest offering would probably be Music Together. If you were on our campus, on any of our campuses, we also offer this off campus as well. But you have very, very little infant 1 and 2 year olds that come onto campus and they get to make music with their parents and just have some fun together. As they get a little older, we move into classes that are like creative movement, where students, they can like explore their gross motor skills, and they get to learn things like taking turns and listening for rhythmic sequences. On our Hingham campus, we also have an integrated preschool and pre-K and kindergarten program. They are going to be accepting registrations for the 24-25 school year soon. And then another thing that we're really excited about is what we call our fundamentals, emphasis on the fun classes. But where you're looking, where students in that 5 to 7 year old range can really start to explore their skills on piano. We also offer that on ukulele and also on singing. Which are some pretty exciting options for our little ones.
Yeah, that's great. How about for teens? What about that age group?
It's interesting. When you move into the teens, you start to have these students explore the what genres of music really excite them. And this is where we kind of have the ability to split this up. One of the things that we see a lot of kids get excited about is our rock bands. We based on instruments and interests, we're able to group students together where they're able to learn covers. They're able to take sessions where they write their own music, and they get to just kind of learn the ins and outs of the music industry as well, which is pretty exciting for them. If your student is more classically minded, they could join our SSCYO, which is our South Shore Conservatory Youth Orchestra. That is housed out of our Duxbury campus, and they get the chance. Probably the most exciting thing that they get to do, in my opinion, over the course of the year, is they get to do a side-by-side performance with the Plymouth Philharmonic, which is incredibly exciting for a teenager to get to do that beside professionals. They're also going to be doing a collaborative concert this year with our dance program, which is pretty unique for our dance program to get to perform with live music. We also offer Irish fiddle, ballet, hip-hop, lyrical dance. The options for our teenagers are endless.
All right. One of the things I see here is it says a Monster Jam program on January 26th. So tell me, what is that all about?
Sure. Monster Jam's coming up at the end of the month. And basically, it does not matter what instrument you play, what you sing. Is it bagpipes? Is it the recorder, drums? It does not matter. But they come in. They're coached by our SSC teaching artists in small groups. At the end of the night, the friends and the family are invited to come back and hear what we call our quote-unquote Monster Jam. And this year's Monster Jam is going to be on our Hingham campus on January 26th. And this year, they're going to be working on Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it can get pretty loud. Hence the name Monster Jam.
Monster Jam. All right. Well, we get into things for the younger people. What about for adults?
Yeah. We offer classes like, so let's say you took piano as a kid and you stopped and you miss it a little bit, or as an adult, you're like, man, I would love to get back into that. One of the kind of really exciting offerings that we have getting started beyond our private lessons, beyond our traditional offerings, is an adult intro to piano. So like, if this is a great opportunity for you to dust off those piano skills and get back into it. Similar to our teenage rock bands, we also offer an adult rock band. We have a newer offering this year that we're looking to bring to the community. It's called 100 Songs for Every Jazz Musician Should Know. Hmm. So it's a cool opportunity for jazz musicians to come together and learn the different songs from the American Songbook. Our dance department also offers adult ballet. Our classes like Let's Dance, that's for movers and dancers that are 55 plus. There's lots of opportunities for our adult students as well.
Oh, that's great. What are the benefits of participating in music as an adult? Tell me about some of the things that you've seen or observed.
Yeah, sometimes we as adults, you all know this, we get bogged down. Music, dance, all of it is a great way to de-stress. It's going to help boost your cognitive abilities, and it's tapping into that creative side. The process of learning or continuing to master an instrument or working on your vocal skills, it helps with, patience. It helps with discipline. It helps foster like a sense of accomplishment. It keeps your brain working in such a healthy way.
What would you say, though, as an adult, sometimes you feel, Todd, is it too late for me? I'm awful. You know, I'm embarrassed about going. What would you say? Because some people, I'm sure, feel that way.
I fully understand that. But I think you also have to adjust the expectation of what is awful. The most important part is doing it. Whether it's the most amazing piece of music you've ever heard or you're fumbling through it, you're still doing it. And you're still putting yourself in a position to be able to learn and to be able to push your own creative side. I think getting over the fear of that, or like jumping through the fear of that, is the biggest thing you can do.
Mm. All right, take the plunge. What about in terms of pricing, the word access? That's part of the mission. Do you offer any tuition assistance to make it more accessible?
We do. We offer the ability to pay for a year or a semester at a time. You could pay month by month. We also have tuition assistance that will help with that. We also offer full and partial tuition scholarships. All of the information about our pricing, all of the information about potential scholarships, tuition assistance, payment plans, all of that can be found on our website, which is sscmusic.org.
sscmusic.org. And finally, Todd, anything, I know we talked about a lot of the programs. What are you excited most about with the upcoming semester?
The favorite thing about my job is when you go to a semester recital and you see your students who have been working so hard with their teaching artists over the course of the year, that they get up there and they do their performance, and that giant smile that comes on their face at the end when they are able to take their bow is what excites me the most about doing this job. The educational process that gets you to that final bow, that's what excites me.
Todd Swaby's been with us. He is the Director of Arts Education, South Shore Conservatory, sscmusic.org, sscmusic.org. Lots coming up for the 2024 end of winter and into spring as we are gearing up for those lessons and classes. And find out more at sscmusic.org. Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. Tim Cahill. Tim is the president and CEO of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. And happy new year. Here we are, the Quincy Chamber Report 2024 edition. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. I timed that perfectly.
I know. I said it's great. Here he is. I'm just going to have him come right on stage. Here he is.
As you're going, and I just called in, I'm wondering, does he know I'm actually calling in, or is he just like going with it, hoping that I'll be there when he announces me?
Yeah, I know. Well, because you never know. I mean, the way it works sometimes is we'll have the phones come in, and I'll explain to everybody, Tim. Yeah. And the music is going, and so I have to go on the air, and I can't talk to the person who's on hold. And so, most of the time I figure, okay, it's the right time. It's got to be, and I'll just say, Tim Cahill, well, you know, and so far it's worked out. You have any, this is Steve. Yeah, no. So.
Well, I'm blessed to be part of it, and happy 2024 to you and your team at WATD.
Yeah, and thank you for everything that you helped us out with in 2023, getting the word out about what's going on in Quincy. It was certainly a very successful year, and I understand, I'm sure it will get busy again now with 2024. So what did you want to touch on this week, Tim?
Yeah, already. It's coming up on us. We have our first breakfast scheduled, our Leadership Series breakfast, which is an in-person breakfast that we do quarterly. And the first one's coming up next Friday, a week from tomorrow. It's a little quicker than I had thought originally, but coordinating schedules, and it's the focus is on health and wellness, which is something we did a year ago. It was very successful, headlined by a young entrepreneur in Quincy named Allison Barnes. She runs a fitness studio in Milton called Rebuilt, and she's going to headline along with actually a former newscaster named Jackie Bruno, who was a former NBC newscaster who now has set up her own business as well. So they're going to come in and talk to us about health and mental health as well as physical health and how to run a business and keep a family together and all the challenges that they face as female entrepreneurs. And it's a truly a specialty for Allison. She does this both the physical and mental well-being in her fitness studio and in her consulting world outside of it and stuff. And Jackie has a great story about how she left the news and decided that she was going to change her whole life and move into this, become an entrepreneur. So it's a really, really good story. I think it's going to be a great event, and it's coming up a week from January 12th. So that's the date, and that's our first event of the year.
Oh, that'll
be
great.
Nice. A good way to start things off. So, and it's a good time, you know, coming out of the holidays, really tough for people, a struggle, you know, to get back into it. It's usually kind of a downtime. People get depressed. They worry about money, especially if they spent too much during the holidays.
Yeah.
And for businesses, maybe even a little bit more of a challenge, because usually the first 3 months of the year, the first quarter is a tough one. You're either in the holiday business, so you made some money, or you're not, which you need to make some money. So it's tough to sort of get your bearings straight, and these two young women, I think, are great examples of people that are going to fire a crowd up and get them thinking and give them some ideas of how to deal with both to be mentally and physically strong during this period and get focused. So,
yeah, I can't think of a more perfect event to kind of kick off the year. So how's your health, mental, physical, and emotional in 2024? Two tremendous guests, and it should be a fascinating discussion. And so people should get their tickets for that, right? That'll be at January 12th.
They'll need to register. They can go right online. You're on our website, obviously, and we've been sending out posts on social media as well. So, and people can click right on it and go to our registration page and sign up either for a table of 10 or an individual ticket. They don't have to be members. It's a little bit more for non-members, but people are welcome from all stripes and, you know, from all areas. So it's going to be at the Terrell Room on Quarry Street, right? Easy access, too, if, you know, if you're going into work in Boston, it's easy to get off and get on there. It's a good spot. We love working with them, and we love the series. We, you know, we try to bring in interesting speakers. We recently had the CEO of Boston Scientific, Mike Mahoney, in at our last breakfast in October. And we like to bring in, you know, both the big business leaders and the small business leaders. And this one is specifically focused on health and well-being. And I agree. I think it's a perfect topic for the kickoff of the new year.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And then, you know, of course, you know, for people changing, you know, their life, you know, this is sometimes for people aware of that decision, like Jackie was in news for many years and all of a sudden making that decision. So there are probably people out there that would like to ask, you know, what that was like to go through. And I know there are people that from time to time consider, you know, do I want to go in business for myself, change careers? So it should be great. So get your tickets, thequincychamber.com.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. And it's just the beginning of what's going to be a fabulous year. I'm looking forward to it. We're already scheduling out through the spring our events. And we're finding a lot of people want to do things. You know, they want to have in-person meetings after work, networking, the breakfast. We have a breakfast with the Milton Chamber at the end of the month, which I'll talk about. We're going to have some from Mass Taxpayers come in. It's just sort of a coffee get-together in the morning at one of our Milton restaurants, Steel and Rye. So, it's, like I said, we're pretty excited about what we've got scheduled, and the team is ready, raring and ready to go. They got a little break during the holidays, and now we're ready to go.
All right, that sounds great. And I guess I saw one thing, Tim, and I'm sure you've heard this too. At the beginning of the year, a little sad news. As time comes, as we know, great restaurants come and great restaurants go, and a lot of people were sad. I was seeing about, it says the owners of the Fat Cat restaurant, I guess, are deciding after 16 years to close their operations. So that's certainly one of those names I remember, very famous in Quincy.
Yes, yeah, very well known, very successful. And I think the combination of high costs, inflation, you know, still coming out of COVID and dealing with a year or more of just not being able to do business, you know, just kind of caught up with them. And that's kind of what people think about, especially business people. You're coming into a new year, you know it's going to be slow. For do no fault of your own, January, February, March are probably the slowest months unless you're up at a ski resort. it's sad. But one of the things, I don't know if it was in the Patriot Ledger when I spoke to them, but one of the things I did say is, you know, some people will, you know, some businesses will cut corners to survive, and I respect the owners of the Fat Cat for just deciding that we're going to go out doing what we do, you know, and if we can't make money doing it or enough money to pay the bills, then we're just going to, you know, we're going to close. I honestly don't believe this is the last we'll hear from the team at the Fat Cat. I wouldn't be surprised if they come back someday with a new location, you know, new iteration, and serving great food. So it is a blow to our restaurant community. We do have a new Italian restaurant opening up probably in March across the street in a new location. So it's part of the evolution, but it is sad. It is sad. It's not going to dent the Quincy scene, the dinner scene, the restaurant scene. But it is a loss. It's a loss, and I hate when entrepreneurs, you know, find that they just can't make it anymore. So, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. As you said, they might reinvent or come back. But they said it was an amazing 16 years, and I guess the closing day is January 10, just to let people know.
Yeah. They go down there and check it out before it closes, or if you haven't been there in a while, check it out. It's great, great place, great food, great atmosphere. And again, it points to the fact that these businesses, they struggle. Yep. And sometimes you don't see it, especially in a restaurant, because you don't want to be sad when you're going into a restaurant. If you have the owners are moping around and the staff is not happy, then you're not going to come back. So you put up a good front as good as you can, and then and you just try to survive. And again, that's kind of what the breakfast is about, to give you some techniques about how to get through some of these tougher times that you face. So so we're going to miss the fat cat, but we're going to hope that they'll come back at some point.
Yeah. All right. Get more information, thequincychamber.com, and find out about their events, including the breakfast next week, thequincychamber.com. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Rob. We'll talk to you next week.
We check in with Peter Forman. Peter is the president and CEO of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, southshorechamber.org. Happy New Year, Peter.
Happy New Year, Rob.
So here we are, first segment of the new year, Peter, and we thought it'd be a good time to maybe, you know, talk a bit about some changes and some of the exciting things to watch.
Yeah, it continues to be a period of great change in business. At the end of the year last year, we saw some well-known family-owned businesses change hands. Curry Hardware has been acquired by Aubuchon, a national hardware chain. Sullivan Tire, Curry was a multi-generational family business, iconic business on the South Shore. Sullivan Tire, another multi-generational family business, well-known. They are selling to their employees, so that stays local, but big turnover there in leadership. Maurice Realty, a growing real estate firm here, being acquired by William Ravis, a national firm with New England ties. And then there's going to be another multi-generational family business that is being acquired or merged with a national company. That will be announced in a week or two. So we continue to see that turnover, both of businesses and business leaders. At the Chamber, we have a lot of change coming on our own board. This was a year of high turnover with a lot of people who have left their businesses or term limited off the board. We start with a new chair, Rich Fernandes, president of BID Milton Hospital, did a great job for us last year as chair. But yesterday, Joe Grata, who is president of Atlantic Mechanical, another multi-generational family business, takes over the helm. He'll be our guest next week, he's the new chair of our board. Barney Simmons of Citrin Cooperman steps up as vice chair. We have some new members coming on to our executive committee. Denver Gibbs of Gibbs Software, Michelle Markowitz of Cardinal Cushing Center, and Steve DePreet of South Shore Bank. And then some people making their first appearance on our board. A lot of new faces in the nonprofit world. We've got Ray DePasquale, who's president of Massasoit Community College. Pam Denholm, the executive director of Weymouth Food Pantry, which acts as South Shore Food Pantry. It's regional. Chris McHugh of Mass General Brigham and Paul Sweeney over at Blue Cross Blue Shield are all stepping on to our board. And then in the private sector, we've got a pretty diverse mix of services and industries. Sarah Spadafore of Murphy, Hesse, Toomey, Lehane is joining us. And Nicole Hales, who you know, has been a guest of ours in the past. The new owner of PR First, Matt O'Donnell, family-owned, multi-generational, O'Donnell and Son, stepping on. Jeff Poirier of Quincy Memorial, another family-owned, multi-generational South Shore business. Brendan Dickinson at Blue Drop Water, and David Greeny of Synergy Investment. So we've got quite a mix coming onto our board, but a lot of new faces, and that's going to be the theme for the next couple of years. It's a lot of new people stepping up, a lot of turnover of businesses.
Wow. Well, that sounds like you got a good group of people, though, on the board this year. And we thought we would also maybe take a look at some projects and key topics that you and the chamber are keeping an eye on.
Yeah, I think there are a few things to watch out for this year. There's a lot of interest in what may happen in Braintree. There's a turnover today, as you know, of administration. And development has been tougher in Braintree the last couple of years as the residents and mayor have tried to balance exactly the best projects and where they should be. And I think there's a lot more interest in using development as economic opportunity in Braintree. So I think that there's going to be a lot of attention to see what happens in Braintree and where does Mayor Joyce in the next year or two pick some of her shots to focus investment and development for local economic activity. There are a lot of good opportunities in Braintree, and we'll see as she gets settled in where some of those priorities are. Union Point, of course, has moved forward. The folks there have gotten their zoning last year in all three towns. They will get it through the legislature, but they're now in the MEPA process, an environmental review as they look at a change in plans there. Plymouth, I think there's going to be a lot to watch down there as you continue to see some key parcels and development from the Kingston line into downtown, and then the very large residential mixed-use projects out at Pine Hills and Redbrook. I think we're going to be seeing more interesting, some interesting development in Plymouth. So those are some of the geographic hotspots that will be interesting to watch this coming year. But then there are other things that will affect that. I'm particularly interested to see what happens with the interest rate drops that everyone's expecting. Will some modest drops in federal interest rates this coming year start to free up the housing market? Will it lower mortgage rates enough to start seeing people move around a little bit and free up the housing? Will it help with the construction costs? How much do we have to get off the interest rates we have now to move that? Bob Taravecchia, when he's on with you this week or next week, might have an opinion about that. But we'll see what that does to the housing market. And then there'll be a lot of discussion about possible expansion of the MWRA further south of its terminus now, and how that might affect Union Point project or several towns, Weymouth or surrounding towns. So there are quite a few things to watch this year, but they all tie into this issue of everything is changing. Faces are changing. The players are changing. New businesses are coming on board, and there are some new dynamics that we can look for next year that will affect how much growth and economic opportunity we may have for the next 5 years.
All right. We'll be watching it, and Peter Foreman will join us every Tuesday at this time on WATD from the South Shore Chamber. And if you want to get involved, find out what's going on, stay connected at southshorechamber.org, southshorechamber.org. And so next week, we're going to have the new board chair on, right?
Joe Grata, president of Atlantic Mechanical, and my new boss. He'll be with us next year to talk a little bit more about the coming year.
Excellent. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, take care. That's Peter Foreman. He is the president and CEO of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce with us on Tuesday mornings at this time. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 959watd.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 959watd.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.